Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Yesterday, at Sotheby's Auction House in New York City, the sale of a group of paintings by Norman Rockwell made headlines. One painting, titled Saying Grace, fetched more than $46 million, setting a record for the sale of a painting by an American artist. That painting and two others that were sold in yesterday's auction had been on loan to the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts for many years. Joining me now is Stephanie Plunkett, the museum's curator. Stephanie, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Saying Grace, that one that sold for $46 million plus, was expected to sell for $15 to $20 million, which, you know, in and of itself is a lot of money. It sold to an anonymous buyer for three times that. And you were there. So first of all, tell us about the atmosphere in Manhattan.
Well, you know, it was obviously very exciting. There were a lot of people in the room and the floor and at Sotheby's, I think, waiting for the painting to come up. It was number 10. And, of course, there were people in private viewing rooms also that were looking down on the action. And most of the bidding, well, all the bidding for this particular work was done by phone. So we, of course, couldn't see exactly who was bidding on the pieces, but there was certainly a lot of lively activity. I think it was, you know, something like 9 minutes or so of back and forth. And it did come down, it appears anyway, to two bidders who were on the phone and you know, bidding on the painting right up until the end.
Were you surprised that it went for so much money?
Well, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm not terribly surprised. And that is because it's an extraordinary and singular work. It's really a Rockwell icon that in some ways reflects his incredible mastery. I mean, I think everything that he had learned and done in his career really came together in this work. So in some ways, it's a painting that reflects the very best of a wonderful artist.
Can you describe it for people who aren't familiar with that title? Saying Grace is one of his more famous paintings, but describe the scene.
Certainly. It was actually a cover illustration for the Saturday Evening Post, which, of course, was a very popular magazine. It was done for the November 24th, 1951 issue, and it was a Thanksgiving cover. So, of course, as a cover artist, he constantly had to come up with different ways of interpreting the same subject, particularly around the holidays. And in this case, he shows a rather crowded railroad diner, and it's so crowded that people who don't know each other are actually seated at the same table, which would not have been too unusual at that time, perhaps. We see an older woman and a young boy with their heads bowed in prayer. And, of course, the interesting thing is the reactions of the people in the room to that action. So we see at the same table two young boys who were looking on rather curiously. One of them was actually modeled by the artist's son, Jarvis Rockwell. And in the corner, there's an older gentleman who's looking on with great reverence. Down at the bottom, there's a man smoking a cigar and having his breakfast, and he is very cropped out of the picture, but he's looking on with a little bit of surprise. And, of course, then there are those people who aren't paying attention at all. There's a gentleman literally moving out of the picture, and we don't see him. We just basically see his elbow. But it's a beautiful, cluttered but very organized scene. In some ways, I think it epitomizes Rockwell's ideal artwork, which he said was always filled with humor and pathos. So you have a little bit of both sides of feeling in this work.
It's and really you're able to describe this so well, Stephanie, partly because you've probably seen a lot of it. Saying Grace and two of the other paintings that were sold yesterday, Gossips and Walking to Church, had for a long time been on loan to the museum. They're now sold. Is there any chance the museum might still be able to get them back at some point?
Well, you know, we always we're very fortunate in that people who have owned Rockwell's in the past certainly have on occasion placed them on loan to us. And in addition, we've been lucky because we've had some wonderful donations of Rockwell paintings. So we always say we never know, you know. An artwork goes out into the world. I have to say I'm personally going to miss them tremendously. But I do hope someday we will get to exhibit them again.
You might have to find out who actually bought the paintings first, though. This
exactly.
anonymous bidder, any chance we might find out who it is?
You know, that's a tough one. Unless someone really wants to reveal themselves as the owner, it's sometimes difficult to find out who owns an actual artwork. But eventually, we do sometimes have ways of finding out. And sometimes people want to reveal themselves. They want to share the work and by placing it on loan. So we hope that's going to be what happens.
So you're going to keep your ear to the ground.
You bet.
Stephanie Plunkett is Deputy Director and Chief Curator at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. She was at yesterday's art auction in Manhattan, where a group of Norman Rockwell paintings sold for nearly $58 million combined. Stephanie, thanks for telling us a little bit about it today.
Thank you so much for having me.